Shown here along the axis is the beginning of the phase due to an actuation or recall. In other words, the point in time where the phase just turns green. As previously noted, there must be some minimum initial green time. In other words, even if there's only one vehicle, that phase will get at least the minimum initial or minimum green amount of time. In addition to the minimum initial or minimum green, there is also a preset maximum amount of time. In other words, this phase is allowed to get up to at least the maximum green time under a constant demand of vehicles holding the green on. The portion of time between the end of the minimum and the end of the maximum green time is known as the extendable green time. In other words, the phase green time is allowed to extend anywhere between the minimum and the maximum within the extendable green time. Also shown in the image is the vehicle extension timer or gap timer. This is the amount of time between vehicles that will allow the phase to be continued to be held green. Each one of the blue dots here represents a point in time on the timeline where a vehicle actuation, in other words, a vehicle detection, is placed. Also shown on the image is the walk time and the pedestrian clearance time, which may also control the amount of time provided for the vehicular phase. In the image we see here, once we've reached the minimum initial, we're now within the extendable portion. What happens is the gap counter starts to count down, and as the sawtooth approaches the vehicle extension, the blue slope line reaches the vehicle extension. If it was able to reach the vehicle extension, it would terminate due to what's called a gap out. However, at this point in time right here, we have a vehicle actuation, which resets the gap time counter to that point right there. It continues to count down, and at this point in time again, we receive an actuation, which then resets the gap timer to zero. During this portion, we have frequent actuations that continue to reset the gap timer. At this point in time, prior to the maximum time, what happens is the vehicle extension timer has reached its limit, so the vehicle phase terminates at this point, brings up the yellow and all red phase, and it terminates due to a gap out.